Financial regulators in Europe and the US are investigating unusual trading in airline, insurance, and other stocks that might be connected to the attacks. British regulators said today they haven't found any evidence yet that terrorists or their associates may have tried to profit from those attacks, but they said they have much more work to do. The executive order that President Bush issued yesterday could help. It's aimed at cutting off the flow of money to terrorist groups. NPR's John Itzde has more on this story.
In Europe, there were large unusual movements in insurance stocks and in the gold and oil markets before the attack. In the U.S., investigators are especially interested in sharp changes in options trading on airline stocks. One example, says David Fishback, whose firm creates software for options investors, is a spike in options contracts on American Airlines, whose hijacked planes were used in the attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. After almost no activity in the previous week, on the day before the attack, an investor or investors bought 776 contracts that amounted to bets that American Airlines stock would fall in the coming days.
So it's going, you know, in the single digits, double digits, and then all of a sudden this 776 contract day just comes out of nowhere.
There were similar spikes in contracts betting against the stock of United Airlines, whose plane hit one of the towers of the Trade Center, and Morgan Stanley, which had a large office there. The options contracts being investigated are called puts. They give a buyer the right to sell a stock at a set price at some point in the future. So if the price falls sharply, as United, American, and Morgan Stanley stock did after the attack, the owner of the contract can make lots of money. William McLucas, former head of the Security and Exchange Commission's Enforcement Division, says the trading could turn out to be a coincidence. Even before the attack, analysts had warned that the airline industry was headed for a rough period. But McLucas says it warrants close investigation.
This is suspicious enough that the government, I think, is going to press aggressively. And if there's a connection, I think that there's a high likelihood the government will be able to get the information and connect the dots.
And McLucas says it could provide regulators with an important trail to the terrorist leaders or their associates.
Those regulators can track down how many shares, at what time, at what price, traded hands, where the trades originated, what firm, and they can follow that trading back to a particular account. In this instance, assuming the trading originated from abroad, the next step will be finding out who was behind those accounts.
Yesterday's executive order from President Bush will help to put pressure on countries where financial secrecy laws have previously provided cover to illicit trades, says McLucas. If it turns out these trades were initiated by terrorists or their associates, it may be that they will never profit from them. Data in the options markets shows a huge amount of what is called open interest on puts contracts for American, United, and Morgan Stanley. That suggests whoever bought the contracts has not yet cashed them in. And it's now quite likely any funds that flow from those contracts will quickly be frozen until the owners are identified. John Itzde, NPR News, Washington.